The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Oh, it's been a day, but
it's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it? It has. I lost a channel on my channel.
No,
we're good. We're good. I've got a sticky button. I got a sticky button on the board.
They just showed pictures of the black hole, you know? I think that's where everything's been going lately.
Maybe. Especially Common Sense. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 172 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, April 15th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find our shows at Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Well, my diodes were getting a little hot, so without...
Hey! What
the hell? Her diodes got hot, that's what happened.
Well, anyways...
Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty. Betty out.
What happened to you, Betty?
You got it, Anthony.
Okay, your diode recovered. Thanks, Betty.
Yeah. You got it, Joe.
Betty has her diode issues.
So how was your day today?
It was an interesting day. Kind of slow, kind of not slow. You know, Monday in IT land. Of course, my first day, it's Monday. I'm Employee of the Week this week. And I get a super special parking space right in the front of the building, which is nice, which is really nice. But the problem is that there's like a curb right on the one at the driver's side of the parking strip. So when you actually get out of your car, you kind of have to balance yourself on this curb. And I kind of twisted my ankle a little bit getting out of my car this morning, parking in my Employee of the Month or Employee of the Week parking spot.
That makes it special.
Now, I guess that is what makes it special.
Not to be this Employee of the Week next time because your ankle is so sore, you won't be able to do all the things that you have to do.
No, I think I just have to park differently, which I'm not necessarily. I like to back in because then I can kind of pull out. But apparently, I'm gonna have to figure out a different way. So anyway, how was your day, Joe?
Well, I woke up angry, but I got a lot done, and I took a lot of journeys.
Well, that's good.
And I created some controversy on Facebook. Not really, but I stirred up some...
You stirred the pot?
I stirred the pot. You know, I dared mention the word standards. Oh my God, standards. And some people kind of like, well, you know, everybody had their own opinions and points of views. And,
this is true. This is true. Everyone,
you know,
like assholes, everyone has an opinion.
Exactly. But, you know, this time it's kind of like instead of responding in a really negative, bad way or starting to be judgmental or take it personal.
You didn't just call out and call them assholes.
I liked everybody's comments.
There you go.
And one person that did start to sound like they were getting judgmental, I just repeated what they said. And I said, are you saying this? And, you know, they came back like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I was like, okay.
There you go.
You know, my point is, I'm learning how to communicate, folks. I'm very introverted in a lot of ways. I don't go out of my way to seek social gatherings or things of a social nature to do because it's just, it's awkward for me. It's uncomfortable sometimes. The only exception to that is work. Work actually is very social by nature of what I do. And I actually like that. I like the people that I work with. I like the guests that I work with or that I serve and take care of. So in that aspect, I'm not an introvert. But when it comes to anything else, I'm an introvert. I don't know where the hell the fuck I was going with this.
I don't know. So where were you going?
I don't know. Why don't we just go into the announcements?
Alrighty, well, just an announcement that's not on here that we need to put in here at some point. Our schedule will be changing in fall.
Oh, will it now?
We haven't decided what day we're going to broadcast on. But in fall, there are some... I have to do some things at the same time as our broadcast, so...
There'll be conflict of interest.
Yes, so we don't know if we're just going to pre-record on a different date and then just rebroadcast it that following Monday, or if we're just going to move the schedule around for a little bit. I mean, the goal is to stay with Mondays, but for at least the fall semester, we're going to have to move some things around a little bit.
So you know, I can't get out of that. How are your Tuesdays looking?
Tuesday will probably be best. So I'm thinking we can flip-flop with the Happy Station show for a couple of months. So
that actually could be fun for a little bit, you know, give us a little bit of a different perspective on the week.
Yeah, a Tuesday perspective instead of Monday.
All right. So what else we got? Well, we know Shyampa.org is live, finally.
Thank goodness.
Right. And sometimes I still type .info, but guess what, folks? It takes you right to Shyampa.org, so... Even if you hear all the old infomercial thingies and carts that we've got on the station that say .info, it doesn't matter. You can still type it, and it'll still go to where you need to be.
We are becoming a global presence.
We are. We've got the fun, inept supervillains podcast, which I'm starting to really enjoy. And, you know, and actually, I have been listening to them more offline than actually on Friday nights, but... you can catch them on Shyampa Radio on Friday nights at what time, Anthony?
You can catch them at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is New York time. They run about an hour. So Friday night at 8 p.m., just toss them on. They're good to listen to. Yeah. They got some pretty good programming. I believe it's a new show every other week. And on the weeks that it isn't a new show, initially my plan was we would just rerun the previous week's show, but they have been sending us older shows. So we run like a kind of a throwback episode every other Friday.
Okay.
So
that sounds cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, we also have our really awesome show, Headphone Meditations, which is a music show, prog rock, metal. Prog rock infused with jazz, all kinds of really cool stuff that you probably haven't ever heard of before. And the host is actually in the chat room. So check it out. Go to visit Shyampa.org for our complete schedule. And looks like we got something interesting right now.
Yeah, we have a voicemail. I walked into the studio over the weekend and we had a voicemail.
Wow.
Let's take a listen to it here. So let me pull it up here.
You have one new and three old messages. Press 1 for new first message.
Hey, this is Ezel.
Sounds like Ezel.
Ezel Bagadoo. I'm looking for them two stoners. I couldn't find them.
Sorry, Ezel.
There could be something wrong, something going on. We're concerned over it. Hey,
it sounds like he's talking to other people. That happens sometimes with Ezel. I know, right?
Maybe he flipped the phone around.
Oh, there we go.
Downtown Chicago. Yeah, we need to put together a show for Monday night. Yeah, all right, give me a call. Hot dog, I eat 1, 2, 3. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ezel.
Bye, Ezel.
Press
All right, Ezel. So we're back, Ezel. Sorry, yeah, we had to do a little bit of a cancellation last Monday. There was just a lot going on. And that happens.
Well,
sometimes.
Even our other guest, your mother, yes. Whenever your my one of our
my
mothers
mother. Come. You know, I'm not in the chat room. I need to get into the chat room. I'm neglecting my
remember
DJ
you can get
duties.
To the chat room at shyampa.org. Clicking on listen and chat, and yeah, you'll go right in.
Chat.
So, what you got for us in our Anthony's Week Corner? Chat.
All right, so our first one comes from Leafly. During a Senate appropriations hearing regarding the Justice Department's 2020 budget, Barr said that although he is personally in favor of federal cannabis prohibition, he would be in favor of leaving cannabis policy up to individual states. The move would provide immense reassurance to the 34 legal medical states and the 10 states where adult use recreational cannabis is legal. Barr's comments came in response to a question regarding whether he supports the States Act, which is legislation that was reintroduced into both the House and Senate last week. The States Act would resolve existing conflicts between state and federal law in the way that Barr suggests. Congress will have the final say on the fate of the States Act. And of course, we will definitely keep you up to date on that one, because that's going to change a lot of things.
Yep.
Let's see. Are we good with time? Where are we with time? We got
pretty good with time.
Okay,
still.
Good. We're good with time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a little bit of a time warp here. All right. So the next one comes from High Times. Police departments in upstate New York are issuing a warning about dangerous street drugs after seizing cannabis laced with fentanyl. The Sullivan County Sheriff's Office said that marijuana that was recently confiscated by officers in the town of Thompson on Monday tested positive for fentanyl. The Sheriff's Office said that it was the first time the drug had been discovered in the area. Marijuana or fentanyl? I mean, seriously, I'm sure you've had both in the town of Thompson for quite some time now. In a separate incident in the town of Knox on Thursday, first responders had to revive three people who have overdosed in a car while in the middle of the road. Although claims of pot laced with fentanyl have been made in the past, many still maintain the reports as fake news. And in a way, I agree with that, because fentanyl is not cheap. So the whole thing is when you
do you need a lot of it, though, to do whatever it is it does to you?
I don't think you need a whole lot of it, but generally, I mean, that would be like, I don't know, like buying a Pinto and the Ford dealership throws in a Cadillac for free. It just doesn't make sense. If you're going to buy, I mean, you would generally, people with looking would be actually paying, you would pay more for fentanyl laced weed than you would for regular weed, I would imagine. I mean, I don't see dealers giving that shit away at cost or any cheaper. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Is it? I mean, there is probably a market. I have seen people do some crazy shit. So there is probably a market for fentanyl laced weed. You know, they may have bought it, but is it necessarily something that you're going to wind up buying on the corner from your dealer? Unless you're specifically looking for it, probably not. So that's your weed corner, though, unless you have anything else to say about the subject, Joe.
Well, you know, my thing about all these other drugs is that I don't want them.
All right, fair enough.
But I think it's important that we get an understanding of the cannabis that we're smoking, because... Yeah, since I've switched to the vaping, it's different. And some strains will do different things that I've never experienced before. So it's important to kind of educate yourself on what you're getting, and especially if it's somebody that you don't know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, that just don't do it. Get it from somebody that you trust, that you know has gotten it from somebody.
You heard it here first. Buy your drugs from trusted sources.
So,
you got a corner to do and 2 minutes to deal with.
So, Illinois, Anthony, is going to be the first Midwest state to enact laws requiring both cigarette and e-cigarette purchasers be 21 years of age or older.
Wow, okay.
Apparently it was 18.
Yeah.
Purchase cigarettes. And, you know, I think the key word here is teen. You're still a teen. You know, you may look like an adult, you may think you are an adult, but you're still really a teen. You got to kind of wait for a couple more years just for certain things to kind of take hold. But anyways, this is from our friends over at The Patch. Starting July 1, the sale of electronic cigarettes, tobacco products, and tobacco accessories to those under 21 will be prohibited statewide. It's going to be the first state in the Midwest on Sunday to enact Tobacco 21.
Huh.
As Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill into law, on his Facebook page, Pritzker called it a milestone day for the health of our communities and especially our young people. Of course, you know, I'm deviating from the story a little bit, folks, but people are still going to get around it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There will always forever be a black market for anything.
Fuck, I was smoking at 15.
But, you know, for those that may be going now to get the cigarettes, you know, they're going to be out of luck.
Well, now they'll get cigarettes with their beer. That's what will happen, because now you're going to have to definitely find someone who's 18. So, hey, if you're getting me cigarettes, why don't you give me a case of beer while you're at it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oy vey.
So, basically, though, raising the age to purchase tobacco to 21 is supported by the U.S. Surgeon General, the American Cancer Society, and our own Illinois Department of Public Health. Local health departments, by all available research, every standing here, and by common sense, Pritzker said in a comment on his Facebook page. I love the ads that pop up for all these stories. Like, I'm here looking how to give myself prostate exams.
Oh, my.
But yeah, Evanston apparently became the first Illinois city to become
Kitty does not like that
community in 2014.
Ooh.
Lake County became the first county in the state to ban tobacco sales to people aged 18 to 21 in 2017. So it's been coming, and that's good.
All right,
I'm just gonna say it. It's good.
Okay, I don't care either which way. I'm not a smoker anymore. Thank God. I'm glad I gave up that habit. But
good.
Yeah.
But if you're going to start it when you're adults, so you can kind of kick yourself a little bit harder.
I guess.
But anyways.
Go ahead and cue Roger.
Yeah, let's cue Roger.
Hello, hello. Roger here. If you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip for you, you know it all. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Well, folks, today is Monday, April 15th, 2019, and it's National USA, oh I'm so winning, Tax Day, National Take a Wild Guess Day, National Rubber Eraser Day, National Titanic Remembrance Day, National Glazed Spiral Ham Day, and National Glazed Education and Sharing Day. Well, while Joe tries to erase from his mind his crappy tax return, and Anthony takes a wild guess that today is Glazed Spiral Ham Day,
Yoo-hoo!
He's going to push the quote unquote button that stimulates the quote unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote unquote pulled, quote unquote. I think. No, I really do. Oh boy, fart, 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 my sphincter is on fire. Oh boy, fart, 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 you better take it away, guys, before my ass burns the studio down.
Bye, Roger. Go ahead and pull that wheel.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh boy.
All right, this is a Florida story, of course, because they're just too good to pass up. This one is a peculiar one, and I highly recommend you Google search this and look for the video online. It is from the Orlando Sentinel, and it is called Video Shows SUV Driving Into Path of Sunrail Train Near Downtown Orlando. It's a good video. A video released Thursday by the Orlando Police Department shows a driver of an SUV that was struck by a Sunrail train Wednesday evening pass through a crossing barrier just before it closed off traffic and then stopped there before traveling directly into the path of an oncoming train. The video shows the car stopped just before the tracks for about 15 seconds. And then it begins moving slowly across them. Just as the driver begins to pass over the southbound lanes, the train hits the SUV. Yeah. Can't make this shit up, folks. Orlando Police Department spokesman called the driver's timing weird, but said police do not believe she drove into the path of the train intentionally. She was just stupid. The driver, who has not been publicly embarrassed by the police, remains in a hospital following the crash. Reports say that she was last reported in serious but stable. She is also in lost condition. Thank God nobody else was in the vehicle.
Right?
Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chime the Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chime the family, the Inept Supervillains Podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit chimepa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social media.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Ooh, well, thank you, Betty. Now,
same with you. It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Well, Anthony, spring is finally here. And guess what we had yesterday?
You had snow.
Yes, close to 7 inches in some parts.
Oh my goodness.
But unless you're listening live, it's not currently completely clear of snow and moose poop at a relatively comfortable 53 degrees. The dew point is at 31, giving us a wind chill of 50. And the humidity is at 43%. Winds are howling out of the south at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 22. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers with a high near 62. Hold on to your hats, it may be windy. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. with a low around 45. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news.
And now, for the news.
Wow, I didn't even change that. Oh well. So this is kind of fun. I forgot to change a little portion of my script, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, this is actually really kind of fun. Mars Wrigley Confectionery announced it is offering a paid internship for someone willing to taste test new candy flavors in Chicago.
I'm game.
The candy maker, right? The candy maker, which offered a similar world's sweetest internship position last year, said this year's winning candidate will also be responsible for organizing public events and activities on behalf of the company.
Who better than a middle-aged, balding fat man? Please, I have this job in the bag.
The 8 to 12-week Chicago-based internship, which the company says will be fully paid, carries duties and include taste testing new candy flavors, creating a personalized chewing gum flavor, visiting various Mars Wrigley facilities across the county, and documenting their experience with the company on social media.
Oh, hell yeah.
The benefits include a signing bonus of 1 year's worth of candy. But here's the kicker. The company said an ideal candidate should be at least 21 years old, be someone who isn't afraid to ring every doorbell in every neighborhood on Halloween, be passionate about the city of Chicago, and prove they can keep a potted peppermint plant alive for at least 8 weeks.
I can try it. I think I can do it.
Right?
Yeah.
So it looks like, folks, I didn't change any of my commentary on my new script this time around. So this one is actually, one of Betty or Roger's cousins.
One of their cousins from Alabama.
Yeah,
that's all they could do.
Deputies find burglar was actually a robotic vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
April 10th, an Oregon sheriff's office said deputies responding to a report of a burglar locked in a resident's bathroom found an unusual suspect. It was George the vacuum cleaner.
George the vacuum cleaner.
Looks like I got a new personality I gotta look out for now.
Uh-oh.
Anyways, the Washington County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded with a canine unit when a woman called to report a burglar had locked themselves in her bathroom and she could see their shadow moving under the door. The department said deputies forced their way through the door with their guns drawn. Poor George.
Wow.
The department said deputies did this, and as we entered the home, we could hear rustling in the bathroom, the sheriff's office quoted a Deputy Rogers as saying. We made several announcements, and the rustling, it just became more frequent. We breached the bathroom door, and guess what we encountered? A very thorough vacuuming job being done by a Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. Otherwise, so, known as George.
Wait, this is the woman's house, right?
Yeah.
She lives there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she knows that she has a robotic vacuum cleaner.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Oh, boy.
Now, and these things will find their dock. As long as you've got that all set up, they'll find it and charge themselves. So,
yeah.
Very quite literally, I mean, now, it can't climb stairs. Well, at least not yet. But if you let it go, it'll just keep going.
Well, yeah, but you have to be cognizant of the fact that you have a robotic vacuum cleaner.
Well, maybe it was a gift that it was for the husband or something.
Okay.
And he just forgot about it.
Maybe okay, it let's was... let's move on. I'm not buying this, but we'll move on. Fiddles McGinty!
Whee! Another Dust Devil. See, I did record this one proper.
There you go.
I've been having Dust Devil stories. I don't know where the fuck they're coming from, but apparently on April 11th, security... security cameras were recorded at a California skate park when a dust devil swept through the area and twirled a person caught in the whirlwind.
Wow.
So if you look it up though, folks, you'll see this crazy person just like twirling around in the skate park. And they were kind of doing it on purpose. They looked like they were kind of having fun. But in the background, you see like debris flying everywhere. So the video shows the dust devil, no relation to George, swirling through Allen Witt Park in Fairfield, causing damage to at least one parking building's roof. A man gets briefly caught in the whirlwind and is spun around, but not lifted off the ground. The city of Fairfield said no one was injured. Well, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Well, you know, that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, Russiagate-less, GMO-loaded experience?
Yes.
Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, LA's new queer complex unites young and old. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos flunks trans teen protections. And in other news, Trump's military trans ban takes effect. A Russian trans woman wins a landmark job rights case. The Cayman Islands government blocks a lesbian couple's wedding. The Bruni boycott against the Sultan's Syria balloons. And the parody children's book about Mike Pence's gay bunny is number 2.
Oh,
all that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. Something's going to happen in 4 minutes.
Well, you know what that something is? Clay people are going to give free prostate exams.
Oh, boy. I bet you're excited about that, aren't you? All right, guys, here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the internet was originally called the ARPANET, standing for Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, and was designed by the United States Department of Defense? Or how about that Australia was originally called New Holland? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Well, thank you, Dan Moore. That was rather interesting to know. Hello, Roger here. I want you to continue listening to Cheyampa Radio. Did you know my counterpart Betty has her own show? Yep, weekday rush hour with Betty. 6:30 to 10:30 Monday through Friday. Pip pip. Then make sure you tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Joe and Anthony always have some antics that involve me. They seem to get off on me shitting on the floor. I don't find it funny. It just happens. No really, guys, it just does. Okay, they tell me my time is up. Bye for now. You'll hear from me again.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick magic mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Woo-hoo!
But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 brioches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
And there we have it. All right. Before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair in 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at 55%. Dew point is 51 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be clear with a low around 59 degrees. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a row your boat. Mostly clear with a low around 66. And on Wednesday, will be sunny with a high near 86. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 71 and some gas. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news. Now I gotta click on my linky link. And I can make this linky link go away. All right, hold on. We need some refreshments.
Refreshments? Call us, folks. Or join us in the chat room at www.shyampa.org.
Exactly. All right. Our first one comes from WHSV News Channel 3, Harrisonburg, Virginia. Shortly after midnight, Shortly after midnight on Wednesday, deputies were called to a bar in Port Charlotte where a man had blocked his wife's vehicle in a parking space. Inside the vehicle were their five children, a five-year-old, a three-year-old, an 11-month-old, and two 20-day-old infants. And a suspicious sack of mouse poop. The man told deputies he didn't know where the mouse poop had come from, but that he had left the house around 6:30 at night to go to work, and his wife, 35-year-old Christy, was supposed to take their five children to her mother's home in Rotonda West.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Excuse me. The man got home after work later that evening and discovered his wife just wasn't there. So he called her, but his five-year-old daughter answered the phone and said that they were at McDonald's. He called a short while later, and his daughter said Christy was not in the car with them. The man told his daughter to honk the car horn to get an adult's attention, but nobody wanted to get involved in that shit.
Hell man,
no. Fuck no. The man left his house to find his family and ended up spotting his wife's vehicle at a bar on South McCall Road. He blocked her vehicle into a parking space and called the sheriff's office. Deputy spoke to the bartender, who told him that Christy had two drinks and had spent about 30 minutes in the bar. They spoke to Christy, but say that she didn't answer their questions. Christy was arrested and charged with five counts of child neglect and living the Florida lifestyle.
That'll be a hefty little fine, or is it a catch-and-release situation?
I think that's a catch-and-release situation, unfortunately, as they most of them are catch-and-release. This is a good one. This is a really good one. All right, this comes from CBS Channel 4 Miami. Police in Brevard County received seven calls about a man disturbing the peace Sunday at three different locations. Thomas, 61, was yelling out obscenities constantly, calling himself the saint, saying his turtle army will destroy them, and stating they would all see what would happen in an hour, according to reports. At some point, Thomas even entered the police department and proceeded to yell at the dispatcher while pounding on the walls and the glass, according to the arrest report. He left the building but called 911 while at a 7-Eleven and again threatened the dispatch officer. The police report states that he told the dispatcher over the phone that, quote, I needed to leave now or you will all be sorry you fucked with the saint.
Oh,
Thomas was later found in his car but refused to get out while yelling obscenities and screaming about how his eternal army would destroy everybody. He was forcibly removed and arrested. Thomas is in Brevard County Jail and faces multiple charges of breaching the peace, misusing 911, and resisting an officer without violence, according to Brevard County Jail records. Yeah, that was a turtle army, huh? So, tonight, there was really like three places I could have categorized this news story as, because
wait a
it
minute.
really It's a Florida news story. It's a naked Florida news story. And it's a naked, just what the fuck Florida news story. So, I mean, it kind of just all flows together. So I figured, though, it would be best at the end as a Florida nakedness story. Exactly. Why not, right? All right. So, WTSB Channel 10 News Tampa Bay brings us our final and naked Florida news story from one of our favorite news sources, Pasco County. Around 11:15 a.m. last Wednesday, Florida Highway Patrol troopers were dispatched for a call about three naked women at a rest stop on northbound I-75. The women, their names being Oasis, who was 18, Janiyah, who was 19, and Cecilia, who was also 19, told the trooper that they were, quote, air drying, quote, after showering. As the trooper was trying to get information, the women got into a white 2009 Nissan Sentra and drove southbound into the northbound rest area entrance. I think they were going backwards. The trooper began to pursue the Nissan, but canceled the chase because it did not fit the Florida Highway Patrol chase criteria.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. A driver called in to report a reckless vehicle, and another trooper, who apparently wasn't ready to go on break, responded, who deployed tracking projectiles onto the vehicle.
Come on.
Yeah, right? Why couldn't the first cop do that? Allowing troopers to back off and establish a perimeter. Troopers then tracked the vehicle, which was found empty at a convenience store parking lot. That's actually kind of cool. It's like LoJack.
Right.
It's good. You know, that's good because it works just right for Pasco County. They actually did. Deputy Donut did good with that. As a trooper tried to arrest one of the women while she left the store, another woman purposely drove directly at the trooper. Another woman got out of the car with a metal bat and tried to hit the trooper after he jumped out of the way of the car. Jesus Christ. Another responding trooper ran the suspect's vehicle with a marked patrol car before the vehicle drove off eastbound on State Road 52. Dade City Police also responded. So now we've got like three state and two counties involved now. Dade City Police also responded and deployed stop sticks to deflate the vehicle's tires. Due to the aggravated assault and dangerous circumstances, police were authorized to pull a pit maneuver on the vehicle to get it to stop. The women interlocked arms to keep from being arrested after cops busted out the windows of the vehicle. Really? 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 The women were tasered before being taken into custody and sent to Pasco County Jail. I'm like, you're just going to sit in the vehicle and lock arms. Yep, you're going to get tased. Boop, there you go. The women faced charges of fleeing to elude, 3 counts of resisting arrest, 2 counts of aggravated assault, and 3 counts of lewd behavior. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches.
What possessed me to do that?
The lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo! Here it comes, plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Yeah. Thanks,
Betty. Are you there?
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Mm-hmm. So, I've been thinking of show titles, folks.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do we have to choose from?
Catch and release robotic dust devils, robotic air drying shenanigans, or chasing crazy robotic dust devils.
How about chasing crazy naked robotic dust devils?
Sounds good to me.
I've noticed the naked keyword tends to help us. Those episodes get a lot of listens. Smut cells.
Well,
smut
and now
cells.
That we're on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play Music,
oh boy.
More, There we go. We got a show title: Chasing Crazy Naked Robotic Dust Devils, episode 172.
Wow, we're at 172 already.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Never thought we'd make it this far.
Right?
We still have so much further to go.
Because just in case you didn't notice it, folks, or know it, folks, we are shooting for 420 episodes.
Right.
It's gonna take
We're not even halfway there. Episode 210 is the halfway point.
Yep.
So we'll have a big celebration on episode 210.
210 is going to take like forever.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. Let's not look at the challenges that lay in front of us. Let's look at the things in front of us right now, like this Chex Mix and these Muddy Buddies.
Ooh, and this Black Widow Forest thing. It's really tasty.
I wish I had a donut, really. A big, ooh, juicy, like soft glaze. No bacon. No bacon. Just a donut.
Oh no!
But we do have a caller. No donuts. But we get a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air. I hear Ezel.
Guess who?
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Ezel, you got donuts for us?
You guessed right. It's Ezel Magadu.
I think the clay people use donuts as buttholes.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. What a weekend, man. We got the 8-inch. We got the 8-inch sucker punch this weekend.
That was nasty ass snow. It wasn't even snow. It was like big clumps of sleet, ice, water. Mush.
Them poor bees, they were doing the backstroke in the snow. They didn't know what the fuck was going on, man. I'm like, whoa, man, this is crazy shit. You know, and I'll tell you what happened with all this shit.
What happened?
The clay people got scared. The clay people got scared. They got scared. They ain't seen this shit like this in the middle of April. So they said, let's start a new business. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And they says, we're going to help control climate change. And I said, what? How are you going to do that? He says, we're going to market and start a new business. Everybody going to fart in a Ziploc bag, and we're going to recycle it.
There you go.
And it'll come in many sizes. We can even use contractor bags for cows and stuff.
There we go. We'll capture cow farts. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea. We're going to start working on that.
I think that's a good idea. You know, actually, what you should do, you should work on a pipe network for dairy farms. And you just, like, plug it into the cow's butt and just kind of like a pipe distribution system. What was that? I think Joe would be interested in that concept.
You know what? Like a super wet and dry vacuum cleaner.
Exactly. It just sucks the farts out of the cows.
I'm telling you, man. You can be crazy.
There you go.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that was a great idea. I love it, man. And here's another thing. Hey, did you see that shit about Amazon spying on people, man?
I would never own one of them fucking things to begin with.
Oh, no.
Never.
Can you imagine that, man? Then you'll be sitting in your front room. You think you're cool. You say, hey, Alexa, turn on the weather. And then some motherfuckers in the back.
But you know what, though?
Listen, what?
There's some people that like that shit.
Yeah, but they're stupid, man. They don't know what the fuck is going on, man.
I don't get it either. That's the thing. I don't understand. I'm like, I would never, never willingly do this. But they've always bothered me.
I can't understand why you would put a device in your house that can listen to what's going on in the house. What the fuck is that, man? Did you lose your brains or something, man? You know
hey,
what?
Google, I want sex.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's a doorbell ring, and the clay people are there.
And there you go. There was the guy. Here comes the clay people.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, it's a crazy world out here today, man. I'm telling you.
But I'll tell you what, man, we're gonna start working on that wet dry vacuum system for farts, man.
I think so, yeah. You know, you can just like have like fart stations. Like you can have like public fart stations and cities. You just hold it in. You hold it in all day. You hold it in all day. And then like every few blocks, you just like sit on a fart station and just let it all rip and then go on your day. Isn't that great?
I got a better idea. I'll start making automobile seats with holes in the bottom.
Whoa.
Oh, I think you're infringing on the Balmer office chair patent. Joe over here has a whole thing going on with that. Yeah, that's been developed for over like two decades.
I got one better. You can power your own car with your farts, man. We'll convert that methane right into the fuel tank.
Joe's already designed that one.
I already have a bus.
He's got a bus. He has a bus where you plug in 50 people and you can go to Toledo.
Oh, that's great, man. I want to send that idea to the Pope, man. He can put that in his Pope-mobile, man.
There you go.
That little motherfucker probably farts all the time.
Farts,
man.
For Jesus.
That Pope-mobile. Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I got scared. I put out a Mr. Persons report. I sent a couple guys down to Tampa. But we found you guys, and you guys are all right. We thought maybe
we're here.
But you know what? Let me know, though, next time when you're going to move to Tuesday or something. We get upset here, man. It's like heroin. If we miss the show, man, we get the withdrawals, man. We just like climbing the walls there, man.
I'm sorry.
We'll
notify you earlier in advance.
All right, send
we'll
out
let
the
you know when we move things.
All right, send out the messengers. And we're going to go work on that right now, that methane recycling plant. I like that.
There you go. Go plug a few cows in.
All right, keep up the good work. And stay cool.
All right, Ezel, take it easy.
Man. And you know what? Smoke them if you got them.
Always. All the time.
All right. We'll see you boys. All right. Take care.
Take it easy, Ezel. Bye.
See, now, Ezel, he can be my guy that creates the actual device that does.
See, there you go. Ezel can be the engineer of the Palmer Methane Reclamation Series line.
Right.
The Palmer Reclamation.
Which can connect to your bus, to your chair.
Your house, your car.
Yes. Your office.
Your office.
Think about that. You've got an office of like 15,000 cubicles. That's 15,000 farts.
15,000 farts per minute. Imagine what you can power with 15,000 farts per minute.
You could provide for somebody.
You can feed a starving child in Africa. Just 15,000 farts per day. Minute. Hour. I don't know if I can do 15,000 farts per... I mean, I don't know if I can fart every minute. I'd be eating a lot of black beans.
Or just refried beans or tacos.
Oh, black beans are the best for me, baby.
Licorice.
If I want to make sure I have an elevator to myself all day, it's black beans. I shit you not. Black beans black beans turn me into a fart machine. Lovely.
Well, in that case, kitty butts are in your face.
Kitty butts are always in your face. And that's true, because I've owned cats. And when I've owned cats, they always want to stick their ass in your face. Do your cats do that, Joe?
My cat used to do that, but she realizes that I'm not going to groom her or lick her behind or any part of her. So she doesn't do it anymore. And it's only, you know, it's a method for the cat to try to, like, bond to you faster. Because there's pheromones that cats interact with. And the cat doesn't realize that you're not a cat.
Unless... Well, yeah, the cat thinks you're a cat.
Right.
Just a weird-looking cat.
It's a...
Like a strange cat. What the fuck is up with this cat? No. The cat probably thinks it's your kid. This is the retarded cat, and I take care of the retarded cat. That's my lot in life, to take care of this big, giant, hairless, retarded cat that just keeps yammering for no reason at all and plays with this square thing all day.
Yes.
Beep, 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 Where is Eco Bob? What happened to Eco? I don't see. Oh, yeah, I see him. Is he on the wall? He's not on the wall. No, he's on the wall. I see Eco Bob. I see Eco Bob over there. No, I see him. Okay,
there he
I see
is.
Eco Bob. Okay. There's Eco Bob. Hanging on the
folks,
wall.
Folks, Eco Bob is our director of recycling and refuse.
Yes. Yes, he is. Unfortunately, he still will not let me recycle Betty or Roger.
Well, he says they've got too many expensive components.
And there's still 31 payments left.
Yes. Which were due 31 years ago or
something like that. There's always 31 payments left. Always 31 payments left.
Very dangerous spring weather, though. I think this spring is turning out to be kind of dangerous.
It sounds that way. It does sound that way, doesn't it?
Is that ugly light indication?
It really is. It really is the ugly lights. I know. Yeah. Well, we've reached the end of our rope.
Why don't you take it away, Anthony?
All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I just saw Betty zoom down the hallway with a box of turtles. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times are USA Eastern or New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon. Sundays at noon, it's a recast. And then another recast on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Something's different.
Something is different.
Yes.
But they are at 7.
Is every other Saturday, so that's how that works. Remember, all times are New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday afternoon. Also, to be catch the show, also be sure to catch our newest show, the Inept Super Villains Podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, everybody. It's springtime, and that means I'm in programming Technique Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Leave it on in the background. That's Cheyampa Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedule, our socials, pickles, fluid lines, and Gulf Streams, and much, 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 much more.
And we won't spy on you. We don't listen to you.
Yeah, right.
You can scream at your computer all day, "Hey, Cheyampa, we're not listening to you."
I don't know if you can say, "Hey, Alexa, play Cheyampa Radio." I mean, that's about the only useful thing I think you could do with any of those devices is just play your favorite podcasts or music streams. But I don't want it listening to me where I might say, "I want to smoke a big blunt." And then all of a sudden it keeps track of that. And when it comes time for an insurance exam, oh, here's what the user said.
Yeah. Alexa reported that you get high and drink wine every night. Your insurance has been dropped.
Yeah, right?
God bless America. I got wine left. That's dangerous.
Speaking of America.
Yes.
Here it is. I owe way too much money to the government. And
Jesus Christ, me too. And I use an accountant. Yeah. I use a good accountant. I owe too much fucking money this year. I don't make that much.
I don't have anything that I can claim or use, so it's pointless for me.
Well, I do, and it still doesn't help.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
God bless America.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog, Cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't release a herd of killer turtles in a dust storm while hanging out naked at a rest stop after breaking and entering with a robotic vacuum that runs on candy and booze.
Woohoo!
That sounds like Betty.
And Roger.
Yeah, right. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a W for Wanker.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station. station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.